Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hey, this is Pete from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Pete?
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted
to... Did you guys get my faxes?
Yeah, I was just going to check on that right now. I just wanted to call you back. Zach's on vacation until next week. I think he comes back Wednesday.
I think he has a personal thing going on, too. I'm not sure. But I mean, he's listening like a friend of mine. I will meet someday.
Yeah, no, he did have some issues as well, but I'm getting his calls right now, so I just got your voicemail while I was at lunch. Just wanted to give you a ring back here.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, man. You know, I've been kind of slow, you know. I'm not right. Super desperate, but now I'm sure I can see me give me some money, but Friday.
Hey, no, if you're trying to get this done,
I don't know, late, you know, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm aggressive, you know.
I
getting
got
business
it.
And money for the company, you know, so I can't help it.
My
secretary that I have, Brenda, was so good. I guess she's has seizures, and apparently I just heard that from math or something, and she's paralyzed or something. I just have a reward from anyone about her, you know.
Okay. So,
but, you know, good help is hard to find, let me tell you.
what'd you send over?
A 2-10-5, 240, that's all it is, a few pages.
Of your tax return?
Yeah, 2015.
Oh, perfect.
Somehow I just didn't make it through the machine. I don't know why. But I finally got the tax machine to work, and it's really easy. Simple. Even I can do it now. But someone had the wrong phone line plugged in, and went straight from the phone jack to the thing, and you got the phone working, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, those things are tricky sometimes.
Oh, that's really easy, man. Peace cake.
What company were you with? Just so I can just have reference.
I'm from RDS Plumbing and Sewer. That's that something?
Plumbing. Gotcha.
It stands for my initials, which is Richard Donald Sponsor.
Okay, Richard Donald. Perfect. Yeah, I'll go double check on that in operations for you. And you said you were trying to get this done by Friday?
I know. I'm so slow.
If, you know, it might be possible still, man. Like, I'm handling all of his deals.
Swift, wham, bam. You know, everyone that wants something just wham, bam. Here you go. And I can't believe I got like 40 from Swift and I'm pretty much paid already like 20 just like that back. You know, that's amazing. You know?
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, well, no, we'll make, yeah. I can push this through by the end of the day and get you all submitted and everything, and we could probably just get docs out by tomorrow at least, maybe even later today.
Oh, man, you be the man. So sorry.
I'll try, man. No,
you know,
I'll try.
Getting back to you guys. You know, I haven't been, I'm not really super desperate, but, you know, what am I a little shot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Need a little bit of cash injection.
Yeah, a little cash, some money, so I can... You know, I got a new guy now. I also had to get rid of half my crew, and I only got one plumber, and I'm just getting back from major surgery in my back.
What are you using this cash for? Just payroll, stuff like that?
Yeah, I pay guys cash, bonuses, and stuff here and there, and also I need to keep it in a bank so I can pay bills, you know?
Of course.
You know, pay the car loans got paid, and things have gotten paid, but it's just,
How's business been lately?
Guess
I'm busy.
Yeah, it's hectic for me, because I only have one plumber, so that's more hectic for me, and I'm trying to kick back.
The logistics of it.
Because I need to.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to your back? Did you just have an accident, or?
I gotta say, I think there's a big set, I use the bullets, it's about 3/4 inch size thick cable.
Mm-hmm.
And you run through like a pipe, right? So, two out of a half, okay? Or close this or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
And when you run it, you want to go, in the middle sort of where it connects into the city main, you know what I mean? So you have a good job, nice clean.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, my cable gets stuck. Where you get stuck is when the desperation kicks in your mind. So you pull it up real hard and try to snap it free instead of vibration, only through the power loose from whatever it's hung up on. So, that's how I got muscle damage.
So Did you just try and yank the cable through and your back gave out, or?
Yeah, it's just, this my fourth surgery, I think. Yeah.
Damn.
You know, but I had 20 years ago, Roto-Rooter. I had disectomy, and then I lost 2 years, and then I had a fusion at Stanford My thing is, with those other surgeries, I tell you, right now, the next day I woke up, oh man, I feel great. This burger here they gave me, this glass right here, major reconstruction, and this one here is the one that's kicking my ass. You know, last night I got.
And I'm sure 20 years ago you bounced back from stuff like that a lot better, you know.
Oh, I'm gonna be a lot careful, you know. If they only come, I'll be the boss, and you know. But I keep on to watch these guys, and I'm really scared. I'll make sure that they don't hurt themselves. Hey, man, it's not worth it. Don't be a hero.
No, if that happens to one of your guys right now, like, what are you going to do? You got one plumber. Then you'll really be SOL.
Yeah. It's crazy. Teddy, and he's just stressed out. He's running like a bulldog. Then we saw a sewer line, and then we get this. Right now, we got a bad situation with the sewer line on the permit and stuff, an inspection. You know, it's an $8,000 job that's turning out to be a damn, you know, headache, pain in the ass.
Or the pain in the ass, sounds like.
Next week, we got another $8,000 job, and then, like, we got 3 or 4 lined up, man.
How long do those things take to finish, you know, like a week or so, or a few days?
We usually bang it out, like, 3 days, you know, boom, bam, you know, losing, but this last one, it just kicked our ass, man.
How long did that take, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been there almost 2 weeks now, man. It's can't work. Oh, God, what a nightmare. I can't wait to get this one done. I'm actually at her city hall in St. Charles in about 7 minutes to go back in there and get reapply for a different permit because the guy sitting down has the wrong permit.
Oh, that sucks.
They're picky, man.
I'm sure they make you, it's like a line waiting festival of just, you know, just walking from one line to another line in there, right? Like the DMV. Yeah, I'm sure.
Damn. Oh, DMV, man. That's why I got AAA, man.
That's a necessity nowadays, man. Like, it's like, if you don't have AAA, you better be ready, best to spend the rest of your day at the DMV, man.
I know, it's the same here. It's amazing.
Luckily I haven't had to do that.
Because
it's a government-run agency, man. and AAA is not. It's a private business, and they tend to, you know, keep costs down and stuff like that. Half of the shit they make you do at the DMV is just so that people can fill out paperwork, and they can give more jobs out, you know, to have somebody fill out some unnecessary form. But, you know, the unemployment's going down, so it's all good.
Yeah, thank God.
They overstaff those place completely and just have unnecessary jobs just in order to create a job so that, you know, like, if you can add 2 or 3 more jobs per DMV across the nation, you know, you'd hire hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah. It would be nice if, you know, you didn't have to waste a lot here. I mean, the DMV, of all places, you know, you didn't have to spend your whole freaking day there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was frustration and stress, man, you know?
Alright, I'm gonna go double check on that fax for you, man. I'll give you a
holler if you didn't get it, okay? But it's just 2 pages. I didn't send a cover sheet, I'm sorry.
You're good. Did you send over the bank statements already and stuff like that?
Yeah, everything's there. I can tell you the past 2 months have been kind of rough, but usually, just so you know, I'll usually deposit maybe 35 to 44 out a month in Chase.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll open up a file and take a look at that.
It's pretty heavy duty for I wasn't expecting all that, but man, it's heavy duty, man. I'll tell you sometimes. But then when you get some guy and that you trusted for 4 or 5 years, you know, he defuncts on you. It was his part with the other guys you hired, and they do what they did. It just screwed me over big time.
Just stop paying you. What do you deal with, like a net 30 or net 60 or something like that, or you get paid up front?
I take care of my plumbers, man, because I'm hurt. I make sure they're happy, man. That's all I can tell you, man. I really respect the work. That's hard work you do and stress. And, you know, I give out little bonuses. You offer you get $20 cash, you know? You install a sewer line. I usually give 100 per tile on a bonus on that. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I had some literal crap under my house about a month ago. We were like, it smells bad. And I got an old house from like the
kitchen line, right? Was your kitchen line probably?
I don't know. No, it was a bathroom. It was literally every time we flushed our shit down the toilet, it was just pooling up underneath the house. Yeah, and we were like, yo, this smell is, there's something wrong here. We have to call somebody. And the, you know it's bad when the plumber walks in and goes, wow, how you guys staying in here? It smells horrible. Like, that was big red flag. We were like, oh, man, this looks
did they kill you or what?
I mean, I'm renting.
How far did it kill you or no?
I have no reference point as to what's good and bad. It was like $8,000, honestly, $7,000.
Well, $8,000, huh?
It was a big job.
A good job for me, man. We'll talk that fucker out.
Exactly. The guy had to get married.
We probably knew about 4:45, dude. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. And I'm a Californian, depending on the peninsula now.
Where are you guys at?
Like Fifth Marion here, man, you know?
Where are you at?
On the peninsula here, between San Francisco and San Jose, right? You know, the ocean's just right there for me.
Yeah, we're down here in San Diego, man, and
that's right, you're California, that's right.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I don't even know why it was that expensive, but not my problem, my rent, so.
Yeah, I get my house, I'm back out, and I was buried. It was about this house, and good price. It was like Section 13 or Section 8 or some kind of housing where it was like, you know, kind of beat up mentally looking people, you know?
Section 8,
yeah. Well, we got this house and, you know, they got him out and basically pulled all the carpets. Scary. And my ex-wife was up there with a mask on and I said, get out of here. I was like, get over the push room. And my house is made as a cinder block house with concrete floors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just grabbed a hose, saw her in the back room,
just hosed it down.
Blasting that house, man. There was so much cigarette shit in that house, you could see it. It's all
yellow,
man.
But hey,
you were happy. Now the house is like a million and a half, dude.
Oh, good for you. Would you get that down back in 2008 or
recently? 93?
93. Oh, okay. So it was before shit hit the fan.
Yeah, what a deal. If I sold it right now, what does it work? I lose somewhere, you know?
Yeah, but what if, what was your return if you sold it today? Did you, like, double up or 50%?
Oh, yeah, I probably more than double. Just about free. Because we, pulled a loan out off the house to buy the other house on Morgan Hill. And a big, giant sponsor with a pool and everything, man. I missed that house. End of a court. Perfect shit, everything. And so we had this house here for rent, and the renters, the guy wrote us a year with a check ahead of time.
What? Who does that?
I would have
been like, yo, what are you, like some kind of drug dealer or something? I don't know. Nobody does
that.
Yeah,
well, he's a computer guy, you know, but
he just didn't want to have to worry about rent. I can get down with that, man. Like, just not have to ever worry about rent. You just pay a whole year up front and just be like, all right, we're done. I'll see you next year.
Well, no, it's only a year up front. Basically, it's a 3-year of check. So each month I just grab a check. You know what I mean?
Oh, so he just pre-wrote the checks. You just kind of, like, grab them and cash them as you need to.
Yeah, like every month, one check, you know, deposit. Yeah.
Nice.
Next month, deposit another one.
Oh, that's awesome. So you really didn't
have
to. Yeah, from a landlord's perspective, you don't even have to haggle. It's right there. You know, first the month comes around, put the check into the bank.
Yeah, plus, you know, I'm a fix-it because I have a plumber. I'm a fix-it guy, and something goes wrong. I was doing over there when I was working for Roto-Rooter. I just had my Roto-Rooter van. They got a training in there. Come on, let's go fix this house. Real quick. You know, wire here goes out, wham, bam, you know. You had one, you know.
I mean, that's a good skill set to have, you know. You could be in my landlord's shoes having to fork out $7,000-$8,000 for some. It's because they're stupid and they, you know, these guys had done
they're
zero
cheap,
making.
Man. Well, I hate working for a real estate agent, like, with the management companies, all that crap, you know?
Well, yeah, they're just going to do the bare minimum to get somebody in there and then not have the Tenants' Rights Association down their back, but they're not going any above and beyond, you know, like. You want the cheapest way, and they want to fix it, put a Band-Aid over it for now, and worry about the next
tenants. Yeah, after we shave, and that's it, you know? I mean, it's stupid, but That's what they do here too, man. Same bullshit.
Well, it came and bit him in the ass, dude. He got $8K. Just, I'm pretty sure he didn't even have the money. He just put a lien on the house, something crazy like that. But again,
that's
not
true.
My
that's
problem.
Right. You're right. That's right. No big deal for you. That's
I'm like,
problem.
I need that. I need it fixed, man.
Now that's when really pays off.
Yeah, man, dude. There's no way I would have bought this house, the one I'm living at, like buying it outright. It's just yeah. Old. It's just like it's like buying a crappy old car, and you're like, oh, it looks cool. It'd be cool, but you just gotta know that there's it's gonna blow up. On the wheels are gonna come off soon. Like
yeah, that's amazing. We're all brothers,
in a way,
kind of.
Yeah, California
people, I guess.
Yeah, I'm originally from the East Coast.
We all understand what's going on in the world over here, you know.
Yep.
I keep my company as a family, and so everyone's a family, so no company don't work, so I always have that philosophy, you know?
Yeah.
It really does work out, you know?
I mean, that's a good way to get good work, man, though. Like, you get good employees if you just, you know.
Yeah, you know, we got to keep somebody going, and we get back up and going by making, you know, $700,000 a year, like in 2013. Yeah, everyone's gonna be happy. I'll be obviously more generous.
Are you guys growing this year at all, or better than last year? What's up with that?
I was booming. In 2013, I did about almost 700,000, man.
Whew.
And it's 260. That's 22 years ago, and now I'm looking for my second loan. You know, already. It's amazing. But my company is good. I got good word. You know, you go look on Yelp in San Carlos, or find me, and we're in here. You'll see the good things people talk about my company about, man.
I've
got like 200 reviews. I mean,
that's
really
the biggest thing right now, man. The biggest thing for any company across the board, plumbers, real estate agent, your loan company, you should see our Google Plus. That is the biggest thing, man. You got to have good reviews because nobody does work anymore without a Google search.
That's true. Go check it out, man. You might be interested. You might see what I look like. Actually, I'm one of the bigger guy. I lost like 80 pounds. It's called the pain diet, dude.
Pain diet?
Yeah, it works every time, man.
That's funny.
You know, going through fantasies on these damn opiates and shit. You know, whoa, man. I was wondering, I'm cruising around here, man. All right, man.
I'm sure. How long?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. How long you been on those? Like, what'd you hurt your back?
I've been on opiates for about 3.5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah, like I had to move up now. I'm up to real strong. I'm up to Lada now is what I have to take. And eight and then we'll try a lot of things. And, yeah, I've experimented every single way, dude. I even did some blow. And it worked for a couple of days. And now if I can see it or touch it, I get more back pain than you can believe. So yeah, it's an easy trade right there.
Yeah, and it's got to be pretty expensive.
You get a back pain, you know? Fuck that. Get away from me, you know? Hey,
yeah,
no. I don't want back pain. Back pain is my enemy.
Wow. So you don't really get... Are you doing anything in the field now, or you're just all...
I'm with my new guy. I already like him a little bit. This guy's being kidding me. I just took him up today. And overslept because I have some personal family issues going on and just stressing me out. So I couldn't sleep. I took some sleeping pills and boom, bam, I was sleeping.
Told
I couldn't
slept
till like 5 o'clock today if I want to. No one woke me up.
That's funny.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was his first day, man. I was tardy and picking him up. Oh, man. This was good. He's cool.
Awesome.
He's still getting paid from 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's what they're all.
Yeah, like a guy, you guys working tomorrow or nah?
Yeah, I'm going to probably take the weekend too.
Yeah.
Playing assistant to him and, you know, if he wants to make a lot of money, then boom, bam, you know.
I'm going to be at the beach all weekend, man.
Oh, really? Umbrella and everything?
Yep. Nice umbrella.
Shorts? Do you get a wife? Kids, everything?
Nope.
So you can be sitting there by yourself with a woody in your pants. There's not a chick walking around in a bikini.
Yep. Every time.
You guys sound pretty cool, San Diego. We actually hop out of there. It's just as expensive there.
Yeah. Oh man, it's if you want to live by the coast anywhere, it's gonna be a lot of money, man. I'm originally from New York in New Jersey area, and it's like it's the same thing out there, man. Like you're gonna pay three G's for your 2-bed, 2-bath, like you know, like sometimes even more.
But, I mean, see, the problem is, once you're near the ocean, you can't really never leave it.
No, you can't leave it. I can't move to, like, Arizona or, like, Tennessee or something like that. I'd shoot myself.
Yeah, because the ocean is like a security blanket for me. I don't know if it means the same to you, but it's kind of like a security thing for me. I don't know why. Yeah.
I just like going to the beach, man. I just need it.
You lucky guy, man. You get to do that stuff. Maybe in a year from now, maybe I get to go do that stuff, man. But yeah, you're lucky. Yeah. Not to hurt yourself, okay? You gotta be safe. Don't be a hero, ever.
Don't be a hero.
Not worth it.
I think I'm safe in my desk right here.
Yeah, I think so. Well, watch your fingers, though. Be careful on that computer.
Yeah, that computer come right after me, man.
You just all fun fingers, you'd be all nervous shit. Oh, fuck. God damn it. All right, bro. Give me a call back.
I'll give you a call,
bro. I gotta get busy here, man.
Right, take care.
And I go by my middle name, Don.
Just Don?
Like,
you know.
Yeah.
D-O-N?
Yeah. It's actually Donovan. That's what my mom calls me, but you guys, you know, whatever. Some Tony or Don, whatever
Don.
You want to call me.
Nah, I got you, Don. All right, word. I'll go check on that for you, man.
Yeah, it'd be great, man. You guys take care of me, man. I'm looking, I hope they get 40 if possible. Yeah,
All right, let's do it. All right, take care.
Peace, brother. I told you yes, son. So cool. Bye-bye. All right, man. Bye. Peace.